for the moment. Easy peasy. All right, my friend. So welcome to bonus Zoom. Yay! NJD every day. So the part, I want to open this up so you guys can actually ask me questions about what's up in your world and facilitation. But before we do that, I just want to give a quick, like, we've been basically destroying and uncreating everything our reality is every day for what, 37 days, right? And all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, who am I? What is my name? Am I supposed to still stay married? I don't even know who I am. How do I make money anymore? Oh my God, I'm supposed to spend money. What is my reality? Oh my God, I'm supposed to eat. Oh, but I don't know what I'm supposed to, like literally NJD every day is literally destroying everything you thought your reality was. And right? And on top of that, we've been fracking the insanity. And I don't know of anyone in Access currently that for an entire year is committed to fracking insanity. Now, if we get like 90 days in or 160 days in and we're like, okay, we're done fracking. That's enough fracking, right? We're done fracking. But I don't know any group that's doing it together every day. And I got the awareness the other day is that thank you, Alyssa. Sorry, I'm really ADD today. I got the awareness that we've been fracking all this insanity on the planet, and we're changing something on the planet that's never been changed before. And I don't really have words for it. And each of you has a capacity. And so this last week, I got knocked on my ass, like full on, slept for 24 hours, had like all these really weird hormone symptoms going on in my body. Nothing made any sense. And finally, yesterday, it was like the heavens opened and I was myself again, right? And today I'm waking up like totally as myself. And so I wanted to offer this Zoom because I know a lot of you are experiencing like, holy shit, it was a dollar a day. What did we sign up for? Catherine, help, right? And so I really just want to like have you guys ask whatever question is up in your world and also see the ease that we can create and the awareness, because here's the deal, is how much has your awareness changed since 37 days ago? Do you even know who you were 37 days ago? I can't even believe it's only 30 or 38, however many, it's 38 days today, right? Nothing makes sense anymore. I know, right? Nothing makes sense, but it's hilarious and light, which is weird. And there is a moment where it's not light and it's heavy. And either you're tired or food is weird or your relationships are weird or your money's weird, that will pass if we get you guys to the awareness of what capacities you're changing with the earth and maybe, and what else, okay? So I kind of want to open it up to y'all to ask away. If you're in a noisy background, we would just ask you try and find a non-noisy background if you unmute to ask a question. But I would love to hear from you guys, what's up in your world and what questions do you have and what can we go for it, Alex, and what can we create today?
Thank you. I think I finally have some idea on what's going on with stuff. When you said ADHD or whatever you said, that allowed something to feel better here.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So do you, and so, wow. Okay, cool. Bear with me because this is like, we're opening a new door. And sometimes when we open a new door, it's like I get the energy and then I have to put words to it. So, but yeah, this is awesome because one of the things that happens, like when Alex is saying ADHD, it's like, how much insanity is projected onto the wrongness of all these capacities that we humanoids have, and we're taught to medicate it, and we're actually changing the fucking insanity. And one of the things I've been aware of is we're actually changing like techies on the planet. We're changing the hold that techies have had. And so since they can no longer have a hold, if you have this crazy X-Men capacity and you have a capacity with ADHD or whatever, and you frack the insanity, you're fracking the insanity of the wrongness of the capacities that we have. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So Alex, do you have a capacity with these X-Men abilities to communicate without words?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, go
for it. Two things, and I'm so glad you're mentioning that too, because it's reminding me to tell everyone here or share it. I ended up trading with my mom. My mom ran some stuff on me via FaceTime. And so I guess, and I was like, truth, is this creating the most out of everyone I've asked? And I got a yes, because I think my mom's techie, or she was raised with techies or something like that. And I'm like, oh, okay, I get this now. And I'm so grateful that, because usually I'd be nervous to ask my mom, but I'm grateful that we're changing something with these body processes and my pain's going away.
Cool. Yeah, because pain is literally a capacity.
That's so weird to me. It doesn't make any sense.
It does not make any sense, but since when have we made sense?
Never. I think I'm still trying to make sense.
Right.
Okay, got it.
So how many of you are still trying to make sense of how you fit into this reality? Mm-hmm. Okay, do you make sense? Mm-hmm. No. Everything that is Thomas of Godzilla, and we destroy and uncreate it, please. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. Cool. Does that help, Alex?
Yeah.
Cool. And I would just keep asking, like, what change on the planet and what change in all dimensions are you creating for the Earth?
Okay. Yeah.
Because that's an ADHD capacity.
That makes sense to me now.
Not wrongness.
Yeah, because I had a, long story short, I had a session recently and I was stuck between here and home planet. Home planet, we weren't male or female and we talked telepathically and it was easy and loving. So, but I chose to still stay here. I didn't choose to go back. So something about that and ADHD and this capacity thing, thank you for mentioning it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So can we do, for every single one of you that has a capacity with and for the planet that you're not acknowledging or that you're like, okay, yeah, like can we do a 1, 2, 3, 4 for all of your bodies? And I might try and get my bars, hold on. So on four, let's just ease and open the space with and for your bodies. Oh, yeah. You guys are hysterical. I love it. On four. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 1, 2, 3, 4. And see if you can expand. Yeah. And here's something I'm going to say, because I just did a really quick Facebook Live on happiness and what does happiness have to do with family? And it was this invitation to turn your being up around family. And one of the things that I'm seeing is when you don't turn down your happiness, right? Many of you are trying to figure out how to get life right and you're like keeping your happiness away instead of choosing happy so that your life can just create itself. And part of what's happening with NJD every day is we're destroying every frame of reference you've ever had. And so guess what's left? Happy. Choice, right? Laughing hysterically for no freaking reason. So everything you're doing to make this hard on you or to hang on to the unjoy. Wow. 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 Everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it, please. Wow. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and so what stupidity are you using to invoke and perpetrate the unjoy you keep choosing? Are you choosing? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. So my friends, what's the point if you're not going to be happy? Oh, unjoy, holy shit, yes. Okay, Sonia, are you doing unjoy to like France and French people? And I'm sorry if I'm going to offend any French people. I love you all that are on this series, but most French people do not really do joy. They do, we get it right. Right? Like, so. So what stupidity are you using to invoke and perpetrate the unjoy you keep choosing? Are you choosing? Sonia, that's your clearing for the next week. Everything that is times a godzillion. Will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Right. Yes, wrong. But I'm not French.
Right. You're not French, but you live in Paris. Right, I wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and girls. Right. You're French and Swedish, Dutch, German?
No, I'm Belgian. Belgian.
Belgium. Yes.
The superior race.
The superior, exactly.
No, so, I went through strikes and, it's horrible. No trains, problems to move around, demonstrations. And this has been going on for almost a week now and it's continuing. So it's total hell and joy, definitely.
Wow. So yeah. What I would do is I would literally run that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would literally just run what stupidity are you using to invoke and perpetrate. Ooh, the unjoy you keep choosing, are you choosing? But you can also run what stupidity are you using to invoke and perpetrate the unsighted unjoy you keep choosing, are you choosing?
Whoa.
Everything that is, yeah, I just got hot and bothered. Everything that is, times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it, please.
Yes.
Woo. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Wow.
Yeah. Whew. Hmm. Thank you for that, Sonia. And I'm asking if we can do contributions for all the stuff in Paris. It's not super light in this 10 seconds. So the only number that's popping is a 13. So I'm just going to keep asking while we're having the call. And if we can do something, we will.
But it's for the whole of France. Huh? It's not just Paris. It's
yeah.
The whole strike and it's hell, pure hell.
Sounds fun. Maybe we should move to Belgium.
No. I'm moving to Italy. Definitely.
That's awesome. Cool.
Thank you.
Does that apply to Turkish people? Well, Simla, what do you know? Turkish people are famous for, like, actually, all the Turkish people that I know love being happy, but in Turkey, you're not allowed to be happy.
Yes.
So I would definitely run what stupidity are you using to, and Alyssa, it's invoke, not evoke. So invoke and perpetrate. So what stupidity are you using to invoke and perpetrate the unjoy you keep choosing? So it's opposite. I'm already frying, Alyssa. What stupidity are you using to invoke and perpetrate the unjoy you keep choosing? Are you choosing? Cool. Who else has a question? What else?
Hey, Catherine.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, how are ya?
Good.
I put a little post in our NJD Everyday group about this. What has been really weird for me, it's not so much a question, but maybe what your awareness is. It's like this fried sensation or I don't even know what it is. I get this visual that everything are like these nucleated spheres that aren't me, that are out here as little bubbles. And all of, it's like my reference points, you know, like family, like they're all out of me. They're not in me anymore, or I'm not in it anymore. And then it's like, like I get this space of, well, what do I choose now? Like, it's like this awareness of I'm not in those reference points anymore. They're not poking me anymore. I'm not in it. I'm seeing all these nucleated spheres and onions kind of spinning around me. And then this weird sensation of, well, who am I now? Like, what do I choose now? If it's so different, like, and then this almost like I'm rebranding my entire life.
Yep.
And then I get really, then I get this panic of like, fuck, like, I don't know what my new, any, like, what is that? Who am I? Oh my God. Like, do I even want to do business?
Pause. Can we pause for a second?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So just everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts. Like, you guys can feel it. And I'm so glad you talked it out, because sometimes talking it out, it helps get it out, right? So everything that you're, so you guys got, it's like she went into like what she's aware of in the nucleated spirit, and then she went into this lightness. And then as soon as she went into the lightness, she started worrying about the future and what does that mean for how she chooses and what's that going to do, blah, 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 blah. And it was like, yeah. And that's where the overwhelm comes in, because it's like, I don't know where to choose from that, which is true. None of us really know where to choose from that, because we're not actually choosing from infinite being. We're choosing from finite pile of getting hit with all of our old reference points. So everything that you all are doing to make reference points real when it comes to the need to choose.
Wow. Fuck you. Okay.
Everything that is, times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it, please.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boy, yeah. So Christine, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Cool. So are you expanding your reality beyond words?
Yes.
Okay. So the fried feeling that you're feeling, is that the beyond words that you're calling fried because you don't know what else to call it, because you can't put words to what it is?
Yes, like fried or weird. And it's never those words. There's no word. It's like outer space bongos.
Okay, cool. So just do me a favor. And if this applies to anyone else, I'm going to ask you guys to do it as well. So for 10 seconds, can you expand into your reality beyond words?
Yes.
Okay. And can you invite your body to support you in you expanding? There you go. So some of you might need to include your body in this equation. It's like you've got your body and being doing two separate things. Yeah. So what you just did, Christine, is brought your body closer to this. So how many of you are creating with your being and you're like, yes, no reference points? And we forget sometimes to bring the body along, or vice versa. Okay, cool. So for 10 seconds, again, everybody, expand expand your reality beyond words. Okay, and invite your body to the party. And how can your body support that expansion?
That's awesome.
Okay, so on four, can we open the door? One, two, three.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so I'll just like,
it's normal, right? And so this last week when I was so tired, I could not work. I could not do meetings. I was just like, ugh. It took everything to get on NJD every day. And I shared with you guys exactly where I was at, right? And then, but for me, I've learned just to be an allowance of the wonky. Allowance, because I know that if I don't fight it, it's gone in less than 24 hours. And there's some, like I said to my team the other day, I was like, I cannot wait for tomorrow because tomorrow's going to be a brand new day. And I also knew that, so like Michelle reached out to me while this was happening. And I was like, she's like, can I facilitate? Can I contribute? I was like, I don't want to talk. Talking about it is just going to create more funk for me. I'm just going to sit with it and be space. And there aren't many times where I need to binge watch like Netflix or Amazon Prime or like silly. And I had to binge watch for 2 days and could barely move, slept. And then now it's like, I knew it was a new dial. And so you guys, if you're in that right now, what space can you be for you? Yeah. And what capacity are you for the earth that you're changing that you haven't acknowledged? Cool.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, you're so welcome. Better, worse, or the same?
Fucking way better.
So now, because this is, I think, a lot and up in a lot of your worlds is, oh my God, how do I choose if I don't have reference points? How the fuck am I supposed to choose if I don't, like, because what happens is you're trying to look for light and heavy from the old place.
And that's totally it, because those words came totally out of my mouth, and there was no light and there was no heavy. It was just beep. And then I'm like, what is this? Yeah.
So one of the things to ask is like, what future are you creating? And body, can I have the energy of that now? Okay. And then when you ask a question for creation, does this creation match where we're going? Will it contribute to where we're going? Will it get to where we're going faster? But here's the deal. If you're looking for light or heavy from old reference points, you'll get confused, and that's when you'll start tripping yourself up, right? And so right now, can we destroy and uncreate all of your needs to look for your reference points? Old reference points. Okay, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts. Can everyone just get a sense of the future that you'd like? So whether it's just like laughter, joy, more consciousness, more access classes, more travel, more fun, whatever it is for you. Yeah. Yes, that is the stuck in the deer in headlights feeling. Yes, Barbara. And there might be more, but yes. Because you're trying to relate to you as the you created a year ago. Or something in there. I don't know if that's super light, but there's some energy of you relating to the version of you you created as a facilitator, as, you know, like, yeah, that. And so your being is actually asking you to ascend that and become even greater than that. And most of you are referring to you as the you were 30 days ago, 60 days ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, and all of a sudden your reality is completely expanded, and the old you, it doesn't make any sense to rely on that structure or system anymore. Does that make sense? Okay, so on 13, can we change tracks? Actually, I'm jumping. Let's do a 3, 4, 5, and a 6. So on 3, whoo. Yeah, all the old reference points and all the old yous and the you you're using to try to find your reference points. Okay, on 3, woo, 1, 2, 3. On 4, 1, 2, 3. 4 on 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then 6, I'm erasing the memory of the past. Right? And one of Dane's brilliant questions that he asks over and over, if I know not this, then what? Now what? So if I didn't know how to build a business, if I didn't know how to facilitate, if I didn't know how to raise a kid, if I didn't know how to make money, if I did not know, now what? Which is no reference points. Okay. So on 6, let's erase the memory of the past. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then let's do, there we go, a 13 to just change tracks. There you go. Wow, you guys are doing awesome. So everyone, let's open up your chest a little bit and just push barriers down. Ooh. Cool. And on 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 13, 13, 13. Cool. So, Monica, I'm not totally understanding your question that you just typed in. So if you, maybe if you could reword it, or if you want to come on mute and ask, who was just asking that question? Was that? Someone, oh my God, CRS. Who was that? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, meons. Cool. Amelia, go for it.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Well, there's this energy that's been coming up lately, and I can't remember if we played with this before, but it's like the energy of anger or potency, but it's been like in my face. Oh my God, like almost every day for, I want to say 6 months. And I'm not sure what it is, what to do with it, how to deal with it. It just makes me like crazy.
So would you be willing to give yourself permission to be angry right now?
I guess so. Yes.
Okay. Go for it. Just give yourself permission to be angry.
Well, then I get sad.
Okay. Cool. So whose sadness is that, yours or somebody else's?
It's somebody else's.
Okay, cool. So is that sadness a distractor implant?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So all the distractor implants keeping you from the potency you truly are, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Wouldn't apply to anybody else, by the way. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. So anger is like in its highest form, if you want to call it that, is potency. And most people misidentify and misapply anger and potency, right? So when somebody's being potent, they're like, oh man, that person's being angry. No, they're just being potent. Right? So at what age did you buy the implant, the distractor implant of sadness, to keep you from the potency you are?
2.
Okay, cool. What happened at 2? And by the way, this is working on almost all of us, just so you know. Okay. So if you guys want to just keep pushing your barriers down and allow this to, because I will be working on your bodies and allow this to contribute. Whoo.
I don't have words for whatever it was, but it's like really buried deep.
Okay, cool. So just say hi to it. And can you say hi to where it's hiding in your body?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And can you, yeah, there you go. That's some potency.
Whew.
It's actually joy and laughter. Seriously, right? And because how much have you been angry for a very long time, pissed off? My life isn't changing. Things aren't working as fast. I'm doing all the tools. I'm doing it. Fuck.
Yes.
But if you're doing it and you are hiding your potency while doing it, can the tools work on you in the way you know is possible? And so that potency that's been hiding is so brilliant, but you're doing the tools and you're like, but I'm doing it. And you're like, yeah, but you're doing it like pew, 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 pew instead of like the potency. There you go. So if it's not working on you, it's not that it doesn't work. It's that most often we have some sort of hidden something keeping us from receiving fully the way that the tools, everything that is. So you're not wrong. And here's the good news, Amelia. You let go of this today, right now, as much as you can. All that work that you've been doing using the tools will start to freaking expand and open up and contribute to you exponentially. Okay, anyone else relate to that right now? Yeah. Okay, so on three, yes, good, Nicole. And I thank you for your question. I am reading it and yes, we'll get there. So on three, you guys ready? Wow. I adore you guys. Okay. One, two, three. 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 Woo! Okay, cool. So dissipate, release all of the distractor implants and all the implants and explants that are in your body to keep you from the potency. And here's the deal, my friends. Most of you have a potency with joy, and a potency with ease, and a potency with laughter. Oh, baby. It's going to be our new t-shirt. Oh, baby. Or yeah, baby. Maybe both.
Yeah. One on the front and one on the back.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So how's that in your world?
a lot better.
Okay. So if you were to give your body permission to have that two-year-old have full permission to say what's on her mind about her potency, what would she say?
It's like, fuck the world or like something like that.
Okay, keep going.
Like, I fucking hate this place. Everything sucks. People are so fucking stupid all the time. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this place? All of that.
Okay, cool. Everything that is, will you revoke, recant, rescind, renounce, reclaim, denounce, destroy, and uncreate it, please?
Yes. Wow.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
And I want to go right to judging myself for saying all that. Like, oh, I shouldn't be saying any of that.
That is how you stop the potency. Because when you did that,
yeah,
you guys see an energy come out of her that she has not been willing to be. That is like, yes! If I were to facilitate you guys like, hey, hi, so today... So I'm kind of like fed up with the world. Like you guys would be like, ah, okay. So when you do ah, and you don't judge it, judging it is the way that you stop your potency.
Yeah.
Okay. Judging anything is the way you stop your potency. Cause all of a sudden you just tapped into like, ah! I'm gonna fucking conquer the world because I am sick of fucking stupid people.
Yeah.
Like the techies are exploding right now. And that for those of you that are connected to techies, it's loud in your world. Mm-hmm. And those of you that are here, are on this thing, are literally have the capacity to change the energy of the techies on the planet. So that, because the techies, and a lot of you have asked me about techies. So a techie is just somebody from the golden planet who the only way that they knew how to get off the planet was to destroy the planet. So somebody like a techie won't just die. Their mission is to destroy the planet. So then that's the only way they think they can leave the Earth. And so when you're around a techie, you tend to want to overeat. You tend to feel like really insane. Your body will tend to bloat around a techie. Yes. Aha. Fuck. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine, short, spicy. You'll find yourself wanting to do things to destroy the joy and the lightness and the ease in your body. Because techies do not want you to have lightness, joy, and ease in your body. Woo! Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Cool. Wow. You guys have done, look at you guys. I apparently opened up a can of whoop ass. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So, yeah. So I love, and I'm just going to go to Nicole's question. So Amelia, do you notice the difference in your body right now?
Yeah.
Do you notice how much energy is going in your body?
Yeah.
Okay. So how much can you create from this place that you've been denying yourself this energy?
A lot.
Okay.
A lot more.
You were fucking using the tools from this place.
Yeah.
You would be unstoppable.
That's how I feel like I normally am, which is why this has been so frustrating for me.
Well, freaking get to work.
Yeah, thank you.
Get angry. Do it. Like, punch a pillow. I'm not kidding. Get, like, those of you that are hiding your anger, give yourself permission. We have such a bad rap on anger. Anger has such a bad rap. Anger is simply you misidentifying and misapplying and covering up your potency.
Cool.
So if you give yourself that permission, it's like, don't judge it, punch a pillow, yell at the closet, like do a memo into your voice like you were going to send it to someone, but don't send it. Just get it out of your system so you no longer have to hold it in your body.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, that helps a lot. Thank you.
Yeah. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And then what is this potency changing on the planet that I have not been acknowledging? Because all y'all had not been acknowledging all the magic you've been changing. And hey, I can wiggle my fingers right at me too. That I have not been acknowledging. So I'm going to address Nicole's question. She says, this keeps coming up. I'm going to have to go through clearings and the aftermath for the rest of this life. It will never end and I will never get to a piece of joy and ease. And Nicole, exactly what I mean, just even facilitating Amelia, your face is getting lighter, right? So same thing. Like, what are you pissed at? What are you angry about?
The world.
Yeah.
The way I've been treated. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So fucking get it out.
Okay. Yeah.
1 minute. What are you angry at? What are you pissed at?
Oh, gosh. My husband, the world, my parents, being here, not wanting to be here. The way animals are treated, the way the planet's treated.
Cool. So when you're doing that, where are you?
Out of my body, for sure.
Yes! Okay, everything that is, times of God's. Did you guys notice, and this is for great if you're a facilitator or ever facilitating one. So when she's talking, could you see that she was doing no anger? She's like, and the whole time she's talking, she's looking up here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I asked, because the energy of the anger didn't match the words coming out of her mouth and the energy coming out. And so when somebody's doing that, you want to ask, where are you? Right? And she's like, not in my body. Duh. Well, this body is one potent mofo. You didn't create like a cute body and a cute face and cute hair to be pathetic.
Yep. And then I was afraid of the feelings too, because I was starting to get angry, but I was also starting to get very sad too.
And so same thing as Amelia, what I would suggest is listening to this over and over again. And holy cow, everywhere where I've used distraction.
When you say that changing the world and zombies, the world was back to me. It was bad to me.
Monica, you're not coming through clear at all. It's like a garbled underwater message.
Hello? Kathleen?
Yeah, I can barely, yep, you can try again, but you're not coming through very clear.
Okay.
Do you want to try again? So Monica, I'm just going to speak to the energy of it because I don't know if it's your internet or something. I'm not trying to ignore you. We literally have not heard you until just now. So, but this is what happens, right? When our potency wants to come out and we feel misheard, mistreated, not heard, misunderstood, like I'm ready to be heard, and then we're not heard, all of that frustration and anger comes out. So everything that is for all of you, you're not wrong for it. Monica's not wrong. She's literally trying to express something that she's changing, right? And she's like, I'm ready to change this. Okay. So everything that is for all of you, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Woo! Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. It's cool. So I love that you guys are getting out what you're frustrated about and what you're pissed at about. And what I would say to that is get it out and just get it out. Don't hang on to it. Like Donna's saying, I'm pissed that I haven't created more. I've been there. I was there yesterday, right? But here's the thing is I don't stay there. I just go, fuck. And then it's like, oh, the pissed off is usually because there's a capacity to create something that I can't see that I'm not choosing. Yeah. So start asking, what am I capable of creating and what am I willing to create that I am not able to, like, what is it? So ask, okay, cool. What creative potency am I that I've been refusing to choose? So part of this is because there's a potency in creation, right? And if you're pissed that you haven't created more, is it actually that you're pissed that you haven't created more? Or are you actually pissed that you haven't acknowledged how much you've created and you keep trying to create without acknowledging everything you've actually done, how far you've actually come, what you've actually chosen to be in this world? Is that light? Right? Do you guys notice that? We go, oh, I'm pissed I haven't created enough. Like if I say that to you guys, do you go, yeah, Catherine, you're right. You haven't created enough. Or are you like, are you crazy lady? You're creating all the time. Is it that I'm pissed that I'm not creating enough? Or is it pissed that I'm not acknowledging everything my creations are creating now and in the future? That, right, Barbara, that. And this is what's tripping you up. And I'm just going to say this instead of just asking it as a question, and you can see if it's light or heavy, is you are not acknowledging everything you're creating and you're expecting it to come through linearly. So you're judging that you're not doing a good job. it will never show up linearly. So every time you judge that it's not showing up the way you want, you cut it off from contributing to you in the future. You're not the only one doing that. Just so you know, I would have never done that before, okay? So everything that is times a godzillion, can we destroy and uncreate it, please? Okay, wow. On three, one, two, three. On four, one, two, three, four. On five, one, two, three, four, five. Whew, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and girls. So how many of you are not acknowledging everything you've created and what it's creating now and for the future? Holy mother of God. And Alyssa, I think we're going to have to do we'll probably do, so you guys, I got aware that adding the thymus exercise into NJD every day. Now I'm not going to like facilitate it, but I'm going to just say thymus exercise run. But I think what I'll do is tomorrow, separately from this, I'll do four NJD every day tomorrow. We'll just do that as the thymus exercise. And then we're going to add the thymus exercise into our daily regimen in the mornings. Cool? Cool. So Alyssa, if you can remind me, CRS, can't remember shit. I don't even remember my name. Oh my God. Cool.
Hello.
Hi, Ola.
Hey. I was wondering, for the first time, I'm actually stuck for words. So I was wondering if you could just perceive the energy and help me out here. I've been on an emotional roller coaster to the extent where my emotions just burst out, mainly sadness. And I just run with it. I let it happen. I used to judge it. I don't. I get the sense that, aside from the fact I'm really angry and frustrated with myself, it almost feels like I either lost my choosing button. So like I do all this stuff and I feel like, okay, Ola, so it's ease. You just choose and it's not happening.
Yeah. So I'm going to interrupt you a little bit. So everything I've been talking about today is that. Is you're literally losing your frame of reference, and anywhere you're trying to go back into try to figure out how to choose, it's no longer relevant from the new you.
So I get, why is it so hard, or why am I making it so hard, or what have I been hiding? Well,
what's a different question you could ask? Like what question you actually want to ask?
That. what's right? I don't know.
You just said, finish that sentence, please.
What's right about this that I'm not getting?
Yeah. So finish that sentence because you just went to the lightness and then you were going to stop the lightness.
So what's right about this that I'm not getting?
Say it again.
What's right about this that I'm not getting?
Say it again.
What's right about this that I'm not getting?
Oh, say it again.
What's right about this that I'm not getting? And what's right about me hiding that I'm not getting?
Okay. So do you guys notice lightness can happen that quickly? Okay, because here she is trying to ask me questions on the problem. And Aradhana, I see your questions, we'll get to it. But trying to get to the lightness, right? Or the, let me try to deliver to you the problem I think I have, because if you solve that problem, then I can have the lightness of choice.
Thank you.
But the lightness of choice is always available. I'm gonna say it again. The lightness of choice is always available. So You said something earlier, I was gonna ask you about it, but it literally disappeared with you asking what's right about this I'm not getting.
Okay.
Well, so, yeah, and so Ola, for you, it's, and this is true for all of you, right? Is you don't have to, but if you would like to change this, it's about just finding a way to go for the lightness. It's why the other day when I was crunchy as hell and all I could do was sleep, and I had probably 25 people asking for me to do sessions with them, for me to contribute to them, for me to run their bars. And I was like, I fucking can't give anyone anything right now. Right. And so Michelle's like, do you want me to facilitate? I was like, no, because talking about it wasn't going to get me anything. But creating the space where I'm like, I'm going to take a day for me. I literally cannot get back to people.
Okay.
So it's about forcing yourself into like a different loop. Because the loop.
It's funny you use that word, because I feel like I go from a loop to a loop to a loop, and
you do.
To the extent I call them patterns, and I'm like, I just want to bust out of them.
You do. You're a so.
I am.
So the sadness is the sadness yours.
I get this is the thing. I get a light and a heavy with that.
Okay. So what's the truth that it's yours?
Interesting. I get a heavy with that. Okay, so no, it's not me.
Okay, cool. So what's the lie that it's yours?
It's everyone's perception of me as a survivor, which I've been hearing nonstop for the past 10 days. That's pissing me off. Mike, I'm not a survivor.
Well, you're certainly pretending to be one.
I sometimes feel I've been handed a contract that I can't seem to get rid of, but yeah. Yeah, it's been a shit couple of years. Here's a question. When you keep on saying expand and bring your body with you, I freak out because I don't want my body to get any bigger. And ever since kind of got on to the non-judgment diet, I've put on 20 pounds.
So so this might be a facilitation because I feel like we're getting a little off track, Ola. So no, it's okay. What awareness are you refusing? And so in order to refuse the awareness, how much are you looping so that you don't actually have to be aware of what you could do to get out of it?
Yeah, that just fucked my mind up.
Okay, cool. So you might need to listen to this call a lot, especially the beginning about choice and like all, because like your question that you asked me, it feels like exactly what I've been talking about for the last 30 minutes.
Okay.
Right? And so like, you guys, sadness is a distractor implant. So everywhere you guys are making distractor implants real to stop you, as if distractor implants could stop you, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Ooh, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and meons. Yeah, so Paula says, I keep trying to tell the old story, but the energy doesn't match, so then I forget what I was saying. Exactly. You guys have to like literally, and this is what this, like this year long course is no joke. And I'm totally open if we want to do monthly Zooms for, we would probably charge, I don't know how much money, because my team's like yelling at me already for how much I give, right? So, which I love to do, but
I'm totally open if you guys think that it would be a contribution for monthly Zooms, and then it's an option. You guys can choose it on a monthly basis or you cannot choose it. I'm happy to do that. If, you know, if enough of you choose it, then I'll totally do it. We can basically let you know this week. I'm going to let my team decide the price because I'm no good at that. Cool. Awesome. You guys are awesome. Okay, cool. So Monica, I'm going to send you a private loop, or I'm just going to send you we'll go there. I'm sorry that you're not able to get through on the audio. But it's just like, it's literally coming through like you're garbled underwater. So Ola, for you, what would it be like if you didn't have any distractions? And what would it be like for all of you if you didn't have any distractions? And what would it be like if your body wasn't a problem? Okay. That's where the lightness lives. All this manifesting and everything you guys are asking to create is your future. It lives in the lightness. It doesn't live in the heaviness of POCPOD. POCPOD is designed to get you to get to the lightness of choice. I have to fucking step up. Yes, Frithia, you do. Cool. Does that help, Ola? Okay. So I'm going to read Aradhana's question, and then I might make room for one more question, and then we're going to end. Wendy, I saw your overeating thing. So maybe your body just needed it. And just the thing is, you guys, sometimes our bodies gain weight. They need food. Just don't judge it. Just don't judge it. And then ask, wow, who am I eating for? My Kung Cao faggot sister? Right? There you go. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and so, my friends, when you're in a funk and it's not working, ask, who am I doing this for? Who am I being? Whose energy is this? Whose sadness is this? Whose emotion is this? Whose story is this? And if I had no reference points, what would I choose? When I ask that question, I'm like, I would choose to be happy. Or yesterday, you might have asked me and I'd be like, I choose to be grumpy. But I'm happy being grumpy, right? Cool. Right? Like, I choose to enjoy the fact that I'm eating for my sister, the fucking cow. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. You guys are making this way too hard on yourselves and making it way too significant. There is a lightness that NJD every day is inviting us all, and you guys are all tapping into it, and then you're making it a problem because you don't know how to choose. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. Okay, cool. So Aradhana's question, let me see. I had it somewhere. There's two parts to it. Okay. She says, I don't get pissed at anything. When I do, I resolve within me and I feel I'm lost all the time. Is it I am pissed, sad, or upset? Well, what if it's none of the above? Where are you looking for a problem, right? So I don't get pissed at anything, right? You don't have that energy. That's not something you're like, you didn't really come in pissed. And, you know, body what? Body, mind blown. Oh, cool. Mind blown. Ooh. Awesome. So you, like, the only thing that rattled your world is when, you know, you lost your husband, right? And your husband died. Like, and then all of a sudden, all of these feelings and emotions and projections and everything, is Aradhana okay? Is Aradhana okay? We need to make sure she's okay. She better, like, and you're like, oh, wait, maybe I should feel sadder than I feel, or maybe I should be more upset than I am. And maybe does that dishonor my husband? It's like, you, what capacity with and for
the universe do you have, and do you have with him that you're not acknowledging?
So it's like, keep going with it, because yeah, I'm trying to find a problem, which is like, I just keep going, and then it's like, am I being blank, or is it like, nothing matters to me?
Well, is that a problem, or is that a possibility?
Yeah, I mean, what's a possibility? It's like, it's not so real, right, in the world that you can have no problem.
Right.
Like, I do get that I have no problem, and then, yeah, and then I'm like, okay, and I catch up, and then, you know, make it, and I'm like, okay, is it that I don't have a killing capacity, or do I have not that energy to kill, or am I not getting angry, or I'm actually hiding my anger? So I'm like a bit confused.
Well, what's right about it? Same question Ola asked, right? What's right about it, mm-hmm. you're not getting? And what if it's none of the things that you're searching for?
That is very likely.
Okay, cool. So yeah. Can you say it doesn't matter 3 times?
It doesn't matter. Nothing matters to me. Nothing matters to me. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No, nothing matters to me reads more. So say it 5 times.
Nothing matters to me. Nothing matters to me. Nothing matters to me. Nothing matters to me. Nothing matters to me ever. Nothing matters to me.
Awesome! You know how much choice you have with that.
Wow, thank you. That really lightens up my world.
Yeah. Okay. So your home play, and no one else can do this if that didn't lighten your world, is to say that out loud like 30 times a day. Just maybe 100 times a day. And just nothing matters. Nothing matters to me. Oh my God. Nothing matters to me. Because if nothing matters to you, what can you create for the planet?
That's where I go blind. I'm like, I'm just being. So what do I have to do? Nothing to create.
Okay. So what if that is you creating for the planet? You're just being.
Doing nothing.
Well, is it actually nothing?
Yeah, I mean, if I see everybody doing, and I'm like, shit, am I lazy? Am I not doing? I'm not being, or, but what if that is what I am? Thank you. Yeah. Just while talking, I can. What if that is me? Even allowing stuff that too. Thank you. Yes, I got it.
Yeah. All right, my friends, I would love to continue, but you're all fried and it's just not going to go anywhere if we continue. I think this is a great place to end. And I just want to say thank you. And Monica, I'm sorry you didn't get through. I'm going to reach out to you and we'll see what we can contribute. But keep showing up, you guys, on NJD every day. I thank you so much for your energy, for your presence, for showing up, for being with it. I promise it will get easier if you allow yourself to have fun with this. You're so welcome, Ola. Thank you so much for your questions, and thank you to all. You're rocking my world. I love it, Paula. You're rocking mine, baby. All right, my friends. So on four, can we open the door to all the possibilities? Okay, on four. 1, 2, 3. And we'll see you tomorrow, 8:30 a.m.
for thank another you. Thank you, everyone.
Welcome.
Thank you
very
much. Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Thank you, Catherine.
You guys. You're welcome. Bye, everybody.